Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April the 19th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This, my fellow Americans, is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And as you know, we love the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration. Let me say that again. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Why? Because our founding fathers already took care of the revolution part, ladies and gentlemen. One in a million chances it was successful because they turned to God Almighty. It was indeed an incredible historical pivotal event in the world. Never done before, by the way. And the really light on a hill for the future, if I may. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a God, family, and country fiduciary responsibility to take care of, and we do it the best we can. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. We are live. We are outside, ladies and gentlemen. We are at a place called Montevallo, and I know I'm saying that right, Montevallo, Alabama. And we're at a place called American Village. It is a place to behold, ladies and gentlemen, 200 acres of patriotism. You got to dig it. It's beautiful outside. When we woke up, you had the misty morning. You know, you always hear the country songs about misty mornings. You got it, baby. A real one. Sun's coming up. It's just beautiful outside, but it's a little chilly. It'll make you remember, where you came from. It's a little chilly. God's up there taking care of all of us. And it's something to be aware of. Now, a quick recap of Saturday's show. We were traveling on Monday before we got here. So, quick recap of Saturday's show. I want you to know Donald Trump teases that he might not run in 2024. What the heck is up with that? I'm personally pushing for a constitutional candidate, folks. That's what I really want. Biden, on the other hand, shakes hands with nobody. I guess it was with the thin air after his speech. Everybody's kind of mocking Joe. Why the media is doing that to him is beyond my imagination. We even pray for Joe Biden, though, ladies and gentlemen. Got to do it. Got to pray for all of our leaders that they can understand their pivotal responsibilities, right? We have a lot of rights, but we have responsibilities, too. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot that we covered on the broadcast on Saturday, and I don't have time for it all now. But I will tell you this, it's available at lovingliberty.net. Spread the word, share the love, will you please? We also have our live and on-demand radio apps available for the iPhone and the Android. Check that out, download it, free radio at your fingertips. And there you have that. Now, we have got so much to cover today, let's just dig right in. We are at the American Village, so the AmericanVillage.org is the website. It's not the. It's just AmericanVillage.org. Now, this place has been around since approximately 1999, and they continue to add to this tremendous facility. What is it, you ask? It is an organization that really wants to promote God, family, and country. They really want to promote our responsibilities and our patriotism from the ground up. And they do that by educating across the country through all kinds of educational institutions, so that we can understand who we are, what our heritage is. If we lose our understanding of who we are, ladies and gentlemen, then we kind of blow around in the wind, right? The grounding is our godly and our American heritage. Well, some other folks got involved, and that's how we got involved. The other folks are with a group called UnitedWePledge.org. And United We Pledge is an incredible nonprofit organization. It's a private nonprofit organization. It's non-denominational as well. It's a foundation established to celebrate our shared responsibilities and allegiance to the traditional American values of freedom, family, and faith. We also have a duty to be constitutional, law-abiding citizens, ladies and gentlemen. So it's a real unique group of people we're here with, and we've got the president of United We Pledge with us to help break it down. Dennis Levitt, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Well, Sam, thanks for having us today. We are so grateful to be here, and your description of sitting in Montevallo on a beautiful morning is exactly accurate. The greenery around, the birds chirping in the trees, this is a little slice of heaven, Sam. You found your place in a really good you found yourself in a really great place today.
It reminds me of Rod Hundley, who used to be a jazz announcer, and he always used to say, "We're looking live on a Saturday night." You know, we're looking live on a beautiful, sunny morning in Montevallo, Alabama, at American Village, ladies and gentlemen. So, Dennis, tell me a little bit about you first, and then we'll get into how you guys got involved with American Village.
Yeah, great. I'm a St. George boy. Most of your listeners probably know Washington County, Utah, southern Utah, down in the Red Rock country. That's where I grew up and found myself living the boyhood dream of feeling like everybody on the earth was a patriot. Everyone on earth, it seemed like in my little bubble, were good people who loved the land and loved the forefathers that we celebrated. I had a gentleman when I was a kid, Vernon Worthen. There's a park in St. George named after him. He asked me to say the Pledge of Allegiance at a little community gathering on a July 4th. And for whatever reason, standing in front of my community as a little 8 or 9 year old boy, saying that pledge did something in my soul that always caused me to love this land. I studied political science at BYU, and then I became an educator for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints for my career, and found that I love to rub shoulders with people who believe in America. I love to rub shoulders with people who know that this is a great land and who pray for success in this land and do all we can to be good citizens. I'm married, my wife, Nicole, and we have 4 children. We live still in St. George now, and over the course of my career, I found myself doing a few things with business and landed it about 18 months ago working for a company called Balance of Nature. And Balance of Nature, I found that the folks there who run that company are also very patriotic and love this land, and we found ourselves just engaging more and more and doing what we could to make a difference in the nation.
I love the patriotism from an early age. It gets in your blood, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does get in your blood. You would have had to meet Vernon Worthen to know that it's easy to get in your blood when you talk to a gentleman like him who just loved this land so much.
Well, we love this land. We love the focus on God that this land has really provided. That's kind of the key in my mind. It's God's land, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. A land of covenant is the way that we see it. We have an obligation. And as a covenant people, if we keep our covenants and do our part, then we receive his blessings. We have a responsibility. You said that we need to continue to share this message of freedom, and you're doing a fantastic job on your radio show. Imagine our duty and obligation. Somebody said once, all we have to do is stop teaching for one generation, and then that can be lost. We have to carry on the teaching responsibility so that it's not lost and the torch can be passed.
Now you're talking about a Ronald Reagan-esque quote,
right?
Yeah,
there we go. That's exactly right.
All right. So, Dennis, tell me then, you're working for Balance of Nature, which is a natural health and foods and healing company, right?
Yeah, we sell fruits and veggies. That's it. Your grandma used to say, right, eat more fruits and veggies. It's what's really good for you. And I was the vice president of public relations there. We started getting engaged in events that were focused on America, focused on patriotism. People are always looking for sponsors and want, you know, names on billboards and names on lanyards and those kinds of things. Balance of Nature didn't have that so much in mind, but we did want to make a difference. So we started to say to people, we're happy to use our resources to help, but if we do, we want to make sure the message that we believe in is the focus. The 4th of July last year, actually, a group who did the fireworks show in town approached us and said, hey, do you want to be our title sponsor for the 4th of July program? And we said, well, it depends. If it's a 4th of July program that has a country western show and fireworks, then no. But if it includes a prayer, if it includes a pledge of allegiance, if it includes honoring some veterans and telling the story of America's independence, because it's not the 4th of July, it's Independence Day. And if we can tell that story, then we're happy to be a title sponsor and give you our resources. That's really where this United We Pledge organization started. It started with us finding that if we flexed our muscles a little bit and said, we'll do things our way and you can have our resources, and they said yes. We signed a 5-year deal with them. We intend to make it the best 4th of July and Independence Day celebration there is in the West. And that led us down this road of doing more and more and more in order to support that cause. So
now,
we started this foundation.
Let's provide clarity. When you say our way, you really mean the American way, though.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's exactly right. And I'm glad you caught that.
And I bring that up because I want people to understand that we're all tapping into something that was already our legacy, right? That's why I'm bringing that up.
Yeah, no, that's important. You're right. Our way is the American way, right? It's the way of paying attention to the constitutional values that exist, the organization that the founding fathers provided for us. We have to do it and preserve that republic.
All right. So let me ask you a question then, because balance of nature, it's a company. And a lot of times people are afraid of that political. Well, it's not really even political in my mind. All things are moral. But, you know, that political discussion about patriotism and man, balance of nature, are they going to have trouble because of that?
We don't believe so. We know that most important is you do what you know to be right, right? We have to be men and women of integrity in every way and stand up for the values that you believe in and harness, come what may. We've seen, as we've gone down this journey, miracle after miracle, divine providence, His hand is in this work, and we're just going to do our part step by step.
Dennis Levitt with me, ladies and gentlemen. He's president of UnitedWePledge.org. Now, I want to talk about this a little bit because you were involved with Balance of Nature as what, a salesperson or a...
Vice President of Public Relations was my
title
there.
Public Relations. Yeah. And then you got reassigned to this United We Pledge. Tell me how that happened.
Yeah, so as we engaged and started this nonprofit foundation, we found that we needed to have more time and attention given to it. And so I had a conversation with Lex Howard. He's the CEO of Balance of Nature, president of the company. And we were talking about what the direction of where we would go and what the company would do and what he wanted his life's legacy to be. And he asked me candidly, if I would take on the role full time as president of United We Pledge and do what we could in order to further the mission of freedom, family, and faith. We've got some very cool things going on, Sam, in terms of our focus. We want to help educate and bring awareness to the youth in America. And we're sitting here on this American Village campus, and the truth of the matter is we intend, if your listeners don't know, we intend to duplicate this campus, this type of campus, in Washington County, Utah. That's a full-time effort in terms of making that miracle happen, and we're all in.
Now, one of the unique things that I see, most companies who sponsor this kind of stuff, the goal is really to get the company as much coverage as they can get out of it, right? In this case, though, Balance of Nature wants to be part of it, wants to be kind of the lead sponsor, the originator or whatever, but it isn't really about Balance of Nature, right?
No, not at all. Balance of Nature did donate the acreage of the property in order for the American Village of the West to even be established. But it's not going to have their name on the campus. This is the American Village. It's a village for Americans. This is not about promoting businesses. This is about people and finding pure people who have real intent and motives to do what we can to help America, to help the youth. And we've had some people approach us, actually, and want to contribute in some ways, but they had strings attached, and we, as enticing as it can be sometimes, said, nah, that's not the answer. The answer is we want to find people who have the integrity to do it for the right reasons.
We're talking peer liberty, ladies and gentlemen. That's really what I'm getting at here, and I don't mean to minimize in any way Balance of Nature. They've got incredible foods, balanceofnature.com, right?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. They've got incredible foods, and I don't mean to minimize that in any way, but I do want to help the audience understand the purity of the motives, the real goal that Lex Howard has. How did Lex get familiarized with American Village? Because you know what? Without you guys, I didn't even know about this.
Yeah, but it's one of America's best-kept secrets, actually. They bring in about 100,000 school children from the eastern seaboard, you know, the eastern, southeastern coast. Every day. They come in busloads. Yesterday we were here, you know, just visiting and enjoying the campus, and we watched a couple of busloads of school children come in, fifth graders, you know, learning about American history in the classroom and then having a chance to come and step on the stage of history here. And you see these children come in and get engaged in these buildings that have been restored in perfect likeness, perfect replicas of these historical buildings. Right now we're sitting in front of Independence Hall, right? And these children came, sat, and listened and learned and engaged. How did we become aware? The hand of God. I don't know how else to describe it. We stumbled upon, at just the right moment, the American Village. As soon as we found out that a place like this existed, we flew out and came and toured the campus. The staff here, the founder, Tom Walker, they're such great men and women who really have such good hearts and want to do all they can to help in this cause. And as we wandered around the campus, it felt a little bit like we're literally in heaven. It's hard to describe what it feels like here until you're sitting on these grounds in the cradle of the revolution and the restoration of America's freedom, and seeing all of the buildings and the surroundings, listening to the interpreters, the actors and actresses who stay in character of all of these great men and women who are founding fathers, the founding patriots, and listening to their stories as told from journal entries. They don't ad lib here at the American Village. They tell it in real life terms based on what the journal entries of these men and women included. So we came this first time, right, and we're just blown away at how incredible the spirit is here and how incredible the mission is here. And that's when everyone started in our group looking at each other saying, we want to build this in the West. The youth of the Western United States don't often get a chance to travel to Mount Vernon or Monticello, to go to historic Williamsburg. They don't have a chance to go to D.C., some of them. And we want to bring all of those to them. And so that's when this vision, you know, kind of was encapsulated in everyone's mind. It's like, can we really do this? Can we really build an American Village in the West? Is that something that's possible? Do we have the fortitude and the energy and the effort? Do we have the faith in order to pull a miracle like that off? And
do I dare borrow a Barack Obama phrase? Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. And so let the journey begin. So we started with Earnest. We organized United. We pledge. We're a 501c3, a foundation that's focused completely on educating America's youth and of establishing this American Village in the West. We've been at it a few months, but we have a board of directors. We've got a staff now of five who are kind of working full time on all of this. And we actually, today is a historic day, right? April 19th, day the shot was heard around the world, right? Lexington and Concord. Today is that anniversary. And on that anniversary date, we selected a day to dig up a sapling here. We found a runner named Tom Jones. You'll have a chance. I hope your listeners will have a chance to meet him, follow
him,
follow him on his journey. But on the day the shot was heard around the world, he's going to take off from Montevallo, Alabama. He's going to run 76 consecutive marathons. 76 marathons in 76 days. And you want to talk about miracles? If you do 26.2 miles a day for 76 days, you go from the American Village campus literally and land on the campus where we're going to break ground on July 2nd. That's the distance. It's incredible how many puzzle pieces have come together for us. So we take off on this journey today. We're going to work as hard as we can. Washington County, the representatives there, the city of Hurricane, Utah, has been very amenable to what we're doing, very much cheerleaders of all of this project. We're going to break ground on July 2nd, and by July 4th, 2026, mark my word, Sam, we're going to open the American Village to the public, and we're going to start educating youth in remarkable ways.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Walker is the founder of American Village here in Alabama. He had a dream. If you build it, they will come, was the dream, and no doubt it's happening in spades, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Tom Walker also is one of these people. He's not really interested in him being promoted per se. If you study the history and the story, you kind of understand his lead role in this. But it isn't about Tom. It's about the American Village. It's about educating children, educating the next generation all over this great land. And that's what caught the eye of incredible people such as Lex Howard, CEO of Balance of Nature. And then he took one of his, I don't know what you say, unique employees, Dennis Levitt. I say unique because your training, believe it or not, Dennis, as an educator and everything else, brought you to this pivotal point, being in public relations, being an educator. All this kind of culminated in this incredible assignment you've been given.
Yeah, we're excited for this assignment. I feel had a delightful meeting with Tom Walker. He's one of the most saintly men I've ever met. I'm so honored to just ever visit with him, to talk with. I can't wait for you to meet him. You really need to meet him. Americans need to meet him. He is a man who's devoted his life and has had a vision beyond my wildest dreams in terms of what he could do to impact youth. Tom Walker is a personal hero, mentor, and I've only met him a handful of times. But his impact for good and his heart is so pure that he just has this way of making you feel, one, good about yourself, and two, that you can make a difference in this land. He wasn't one of the founding fathers, but he's a father who's carrying on this legacy and this tradition. I feel a responsibility to do all that we can in order to make sure that his founding vision as a founder of the American Village is carried forward with integrity. We feel like we've had a nice trust placed in us, and we have to be true to that trust in every way. It's important that we don't deviate the course of what Tom Walker's vision is. He's again, humble in every way and does not want attention drawn to him. But thank heavens for good men and women, not only in the 1700s, but in our day today, who are committed to doing those kinds of things.
And even though he doesn't want the limelight, we cannot ignore the shout-out to Tom Walker, his family, and all that they've put towards this. Not because we need to give him credit, but because we do want to have, in my opinion, role models. This is really important. We need role models to help us kind of understand these things can be done. Some would say the fat lady sung in America. It's over. I would 1,000% disagree. And when you talk to Dennis Levitt, when you talk to some of these incredible leaders like Tom Walker, like Lex Howard and others, you begin to see a whole different side of things that the media, frankly, sadly, has tried to jettison. We're bringing it back, sir.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. And one of the reasons we're excited is because of the county in which we live, in a little county called Washington County in southern Utah. I've asked some residents in Washington County, hey, do you know why or what our county was named for? A lot of people don't even know that answer. The truth
General
is,
George, sir.
That's exactly right. General George Washington. And there's no better place in the western United States than Washington County, Utah, to carry on this tradition of the American Village. And we're excited about that. You said everyone needs mentors. Everybody needs somebody that they can look to. There's no doubt. We all look to heaven above. We look to our Savior Jesus Christ, and we're grateful for him and his example. We're also grateful for men and women who pattern their lives after him so that we can look for help along the way. We all have to link arms, right? This is about us gathering together as an American people who trust that the documents and the founding fathers, the established principles that are here, that if we'll follow those principles, that we can help one another along the path. Our future is bright. Sam, that's what you said, that 1,000%, right? This is a great land, and we're not going to lose it. We're going to continue to, in proper ways, raise voices in order to help maintain those liberties and freedoms. The way we do that is not through revolution, just like you said. The way we do it is through education. And education is always best from those whose lives teach the lessons, not whose words teach the lessons. You've had that experience, right? You've had to have an educator or somebody in your life who you've seen their actions. Those speak a lot louder than words. Tom Walker's one of those men, right, that you watch his actions and know that he's legitimate.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Dennis Levitt. He's president of UnitedWePledge.org. Check out the website. Get familiar with the incredible projects they're putting together. We're going to be part of this. We're going to watch Tom take off on his run today. They're going to fire the gun. He's going to take off and run all the way to Utah. And we're going to be there on the other end of this baby. July the 2nd is when he's supposed to arrive, right?
Yeah, that's right. He's going to arrive on July 2nd. Tom said you'll have a chance to talk to him. He's going to run, crawl, or roll there. He's coming to St. George, Utah.
Yes, he is, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk about it more. Dennis, I want you to stay there. Normally, we let you go at the half hour, but I want to keep you over. I want you to think about this on the break. I want, as you toured the American Village, what strikes you the most? What gives you the feeling of liberty like no other as you've been here? We'll talk about it in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Social Security recipients are on track to receive the biggest cost of living raise in four decades, as sky-high inflation is really hurting retired Americans. The Senior Citizen League, a nonpartisan group that focuses on issues relating to older Americans, estimated the adjustment could be as high as 8.9% based on March inflation data. The Biden administration on Monday suspended enforcement of its mask mandates for airports, planes, and other forms of travel after a judge in Florida said that the Center for Disease Control and Prevention overstepped its authority. Effective immediately, the TSA will not enforce its security directives and emergency amendment requiring mask use on public transportation and transportation hubs. A passenger at St. Louis Lambert Airport tells Fox 11,
"Well, I just seen a pilot get off a flight with no mask."
USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
We just got an announcement a few minutes ago. Some of you may have seen the press release today that a judge overturned the mask mandate. My company announces at this moment, if you choose to, you may remove your mask.
A flight attendant announcement in Providence, Rhode Island before takeoff. The infrastructure law will use materials made in the USA.
The Biden administration will require infrastructure projects to be outfitted with U.S.-made materials. The Office of Management and Budget directing federal agencies to ensure that by mid-May, all projects funded by the infrastructure package are made with domestic iron and steel. That means all manufacturing processes will occur in the United States. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
NASCAR racing is going big this weekend in Talladega, Alabama. USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. We're talking about incredible events going on in America that the mainstream press doesn't really want to talk too much about. But you know what? The new media is taking center stage, baby, and we're going to coax them into it. We're going to tell the tale so eloquently, so informative-like, so riveting stories and so on to the point where they just cannot ignore the story. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're going to do on your radio, on your TV. Everywhere we go, everything we say, everything we do is going to really invigorate the minds and the hearts of we the people to say, hey, you know what? This is the greatest country on the face of the earth. We love all other nations. We want to make all nations great. And we do that by being a light on a hill, ladies and gentlemen. How do you be a light on a hill? Well, you first off, you learn about AmericanVillage.org. The second thing you do is you learn about UnitedWePledge.org, and you begin to understand what their missions are, what they're doing, and it becomes incredible. And I don't want to call it a fever, but it starts to spread in a great way, ladies and gentlemen, where you get in your heart and mind the burning understanding that this is no accident that we were born in the time that we were, that we're here on the earth, that we're doing what we're doing. This is no accident. We're talking to Dennis Levitt, president of United We Pledge. Dennis, right before the break, I said to you, hey, as you tour American Village in Montevallo, Alabama, what stood out to you as the most riveting, the most thought-provoking, the most, what humbled your heart the most, et cetera, right?
Yeah, that's a great question. When I drove down this little, what seemed like a village road, and saw the white picket fence, the American Village in the distance with all of the important historical buildings, the sunlight bursting on them, there's something that just happened. It just felt like I was in the right place. But out of the things that made the most impact, it was yesterday watching a group of fifth graders interacting with men and women who were in character of Patrick Henry and Paul Revere, of Benjamin Franklin and others, and watching when their hands started to shoot up and they wanted to engage, they wanted to answer questions, they wanted to give their perspective. You could feel and see in the youth a real fire being ignited. As a former educator, that's the thing that gives me hope. It gives me hope when you see youth's lives changed and education that really sinks into their soul. You can see it in their eyes. You can see it in their faces. That's what we have to do. This is not about lectures. It's not about creative technology. It's about letting them feel something and engage in a way that their lives are changed as a result of what they're taught. That's what happens at the American Village. That's the most exciting thing about this particular place for me. As beautiful as it is, you got to take photograph after photograph here. You can't help yourself. Everywhere you turn, it's just beautiful, spectacular, patriotic. But what makes a difference is youth, and youth who feel the message and hear accurate history. That's what happens here. Accurate history. It's fantastic.
Dennis, we're going to have you back as we watch this whole story unfold. The whole story being the incredible run of Tom Jones to kick this baby off. Shot heard around the world. Kicks off today. We're not shooting. We're just running. And I give a talk to a bunch of people around the country oftentimes. And I end by saying, Taco Bell has a phrase that says, think outside the bun. It's their way to sell, tacos and stuff, right? So I always say we can fix America and we can do so and we can think outside the gun.
There you go.
Because we really need to understand this can be a peaceful educational approach. We can change hearts and minds. The word is more powerful than the sword, Dennis.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It is. And Tom Jones is going to show his word through his actions. The American Village shows the word through accurate histories and portrayals. And United We Pledge is going to show our word by constructing an American Village in the Western United States so that tens of thousands of youth from that side of the nation can also enjoy this kind of education.
Amen to that. Thank you, Dennis. We'll talk soon. There
Thank
he goes,
you.
Ladies
for
and gentlemen.
Me, Sam.
Dennis is just doing a phenomenal job, and not only do we have Dennis, I think, is his nickname the Junkyard Dog? Is that what they call this guy? I think some people call him that. He was down in a Costa Mesa gym, doing all kind of stuff, and the guy just trains like you wouldn't believe. Tom Jones is I don't know what to call the guy. What do you call him, a super athlete? Tom, welcome.
Thanks. How are you?
Do they call you a super athlete?
They call me all kinds of things. They call me a super athlete. They call me quit proof. They call me all kinds of things. I really appreciate you having me on today, because without people like you, the word can't get out. And you're just talking about the word. The word is the most powerful tool that we have as humans, and it needs to be spoken and the truth needs to be told. So I'm loving this.
Tom that, or Roger that. Amen to that. So, Tom, let's talk about you as a person then. Give me a little history of who Tom is.
Wow, that's a good question. My childhood was sort of a dumpster fire. I was raised in a foster care system. I was removed from my home when I was 12 years old, moved into a children's facility that unfortunately was run by pedophiles, had to deal with that for quite a long time, ended up in the Marine Corps. That changed my life, and then ended up working for a guy named Chuck Norris after that, and he was a great role model for me to, help other people.
Wow. A rough start, but you've been able to channel the difficult things that life has thrown at you in productive ways, Tom. That's a rarity.
It is. And, that's the whole thing is that, I'm using all of these things that quote unquote happened to me as a tool to be able to do what I'm getting ready to do and what I've done in the past. I mean, last time I ran across the country, it was 121 marathons in a row. But I've been tailor-made, if you want to call it like that, to be able to take this kind of this kind of hardship. So just channeling it in a good, positive way and trying to inspire other people to do the same thing.
You know, I watch these endurance shows on TV where they drop you off in the boonies in the middle of the wilderness and you only get like 10 things you can take with you and stuff like that. This is taking endurance to a new level, Tom. What did you say? How many marathons in a row?
Last time was 121.
121 marathons in a row. That is beyond my comprehension. I can't even run one marathon, Tom.
Yeah, well, you can do things that a lot of other people can't. We all bring our gifts to the party, and that's what makes it the party.
You have taken the difficulties in your life, really, truly, and turned them into a gift, haven't you?
I have, and that's what I'm trying to inspire other people to do, and also use that gift in the appropriate way. And getting ready to go out and do 76 in a row right now, and just for a really, really great cause. You know, I'm a former Marine, so patriotism is incredibly close to my heart.
And by the way, not to interrupt, but thank you so much for your service, sir.
Oh, my pleasure. You know, I think that it's important that everybody serve in their own way.
All right, so you're a Marine. What made you tougher, the runs? You used to be a fighter too, right?
I was a world champion prize fighter. I had a long career doing that. 7 major titles, got to tour around the world doing that. So that was my first job. And then there was a children's facility in my area that wanted a playground. They didn't have enough money for it. So I came up with a wild idea of running from Oregon to Mexico, raising money for that playground. And when that playground was dedicated, my life changed in that moment, where I really felt like my life had a purpose and was worthwhile. And I've been doing it ever since.
So tell me what the fighting was about. Was it about making money? Was it about being famous? Was it about getting out aggressions from your childhood? What? Give me kind of an understanding.
Great question. It was a means to a way. Because of the hardship I suffered, if you want to call it suffer, the hardship I endured when I was a child, I was only afforded a 6th grade education. So when I got out of the Marine Corps, there wasn't much call. They didn't have really government contractors then. So I had been doing martial arts my entire life, had fought while I was in the Marine Corps just for some side money, and decided that that was a good way to go back and make money rather than sweep floors those were my options. So it was just a means to a way.
But it was the all roads lead you to God. All roads lead to God, family, and country, right?
100%. We're all the sum of our experiences in life. You know, that's who we are and what we're made up of. So without all of these experiences, I wouldn't be the person I am today and sitting here with you today.
So tell me how the transition happened then of all these things in your life. You know, it was hardship and something to endure. Gives you a little bit of an understanding of what the Savior's done for us and the true atonement of Christ. It gives you a sliver of that understanding. But how did you take these negatives in your life and turn them into all positives? Is it a mind over matter discussion?
100%. I mean, 90% of life is mental, you know, 10% physical. So it was just a mental thing. It was just, I think we all have a choice. We have a choice to be a victim or a victor. And it's your choice, and you can't blame circumstances. It's your responsibility. I chose the path of being a victor. I had some really good role models like Chuck Norris and some other people in my life. I was bodyguarded a guy for 12 years that, you know, he owned the largest computer memory vending company in the world, had a strong faith. Brought motivational speakers in. I sucked it all up and soaked it all up and decided that I wanted to do something with my life that was worthwhile, not trash it.
By the way, Chuck Norris is for real, huh? People kind of see that in the movies and the different things, and they don't, he's real, isn't he?
He's very real.
I bring that up because it's something that people don't really understand. This guy's a real guy with a real life who has he's got liberty in his blood too, doesn't he?
Big time. Chuck has a lot of liberty in his blood. He's a staunch patriot. He has a strong faith in God. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better role model.
Wow. So you got that tutelage. That's phenomenal. You've had kind of a boom and bust in a way, but yet you've turned it all into a positive, and now you're here today. How did you get involved with the American Village and United We Pledge and some of these people?
You know, it's a God thing. It's God puts people in your lives and places you where you need to be to make the difference. And another professional athlete friend of mine happened to say, hey, you ought to try this Balance of Nature product. I tried it, made a big difference, reached out to him and said, hey, I get stuff like this thrown at me constantly. Most of it's worthless, but you guys are really onto something here, and ended up becoming friendly with the people that own that company. Found out about United We Pledge. Really, my patriotic heart gravitated right to there, and they approached me with this idea of running these 76 marathons in a row from this American village here in Montebello, Alabama, to break ground for a American village that they wanted to build in Hurricane, Utah. And, you know, you have what they call your body, mind, your gut, your heart, and your mind that's in your head. My gut said, go for it. My heart said, you gotta. My mind said, this is a resounding yes. Within 15 seconds, I said, let's do this.
And my mind says, I'm in all the way, and I'm glad that Tom is running, not me.
Most people are.
But so tell me what it's like on the trail a little bit, because, I come from the members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and, you know, we're known as the pioneers, and we trekked the West and everything else, and there's a lot of hardship involved in that. Tell me about some of the hardship you experienced and how you use mind over matter.
It's all hardship. I mean, it literally is all hardship. I'm getting ready here in about an hour and a half or so to go turn my back on traffic. I really feel like, in a way, I'm doing a lot like the Founding Fathers did. You know, I'm showing courage. I am extreme sacrifice. I have to go out, turn my back on traffic where they have these big logging trucks that are left less than 2 feet away from me going 70 miles an hour. You know, and then you have the weather. It's either hot, cold, windy, rain, whatever. And then we have a motorhome that we use as base camp. Have a shuttle car, we shuttle out. Sometimes I'll run 26.2 miles, get in a motorhome, drive that thing about 100 miles down the road, set up again, go down and do it all over again. So it's all hardship, but that's my game.
So to be clear, when you say you move the motorhome 100 miles down the road, that doesn't change where you mark your next day's start. All it does is move the base camp ahead, right?
Correct. We use that as a base camp. We have a pace car that shuttles me out to the area where we left off, run the 26.2 miles. However long that takes, normally it's an average of 6 hours, depending on weather, terrain, circumstances, and then go back. I have a great person that's worked with me now for 27 years, does my body work, does the acupressure, does chiropractic, and is one of the best cooks in the world. So when I'm not suffering, I'm living like a king.
When you say best cooks in the world, is it primarily keto? What do you eat?
He has my diet set up for me. It's a really well-balanced diet. You know, this product, this Balance of Nature product's really been a game changer for me, because we used to have to drink all the fruits and vegetables. And so I have to take in about 5,000 calories a day. And these little pills, six of them, you know, really take care of all my fruits and vegetables that I need during the day. So that gives me a lot more room to take in the carbohydrates and protein.
It also makes us a lot lighter too, right?
It does. It doesn't have to carry as much supplies.
I'm just saying, when you're running and stuff like that, you've got to kind of keep it light and keep it going. So you've done this really your whole life, haven't you?
I have. I've done it since 1998. I've run the length of California 3 times on foot from head to toe. I set the world record on stand-up paddleboard 2007 when I paddled from Oregon to Mexico. Broke that record in 2010 by paddling from Key West to New York. Set the flat water world record. I paddled 540 miles in 16 days. I'm the only person that I know of that ran a marathon in the morning and did a 5-round sanctioned prize fight the same day. But all of it has been lending my athletic ability to worthwhile causes. So
that's like a triathlon on like psychosis steroids. It's crazy.
Yeah, I did an Ironman where I did a paddleboard around Oahu, then I ran around the island, then I cycled it back to back. But all for a great cause. And that's what I'm most proud about, you know, is lending my athletic ability to worthwhile causes. And I can't think of a better cause than patriotism, frankly.
Amen to that, sir. There's a lot of good causes. Patriotism is certainly high on my list as well. Now, when you did the paddleboard stuff, you ran into a few unsavory creatures?
I did. Almost every day when I paddled from Oregon to Mexico, I saw great white sharks every day. Never saw a great white shark in my life. Until I saw my first 17-footer, did an interview with the world's leading authority on sharks, and he said, "I won't come near your wave runner." And the first one we saw was about 17 feet long and was about 3 feet under the wave runner doing a belly roll about 10 feet away from me.
Whoa.
Yeah. First interview I did, they said, "What stood out the most?" I said, "Where I stand on the food chain."
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's crazy. These things are real, though. He really did all this stuff. It's on video. So the wave runners do what? Kind of act as a spotter for you and stuff?
The wave runners are like the pace car, just in the water. You know, they're a spotter for me. They run me out to the start line wherever I left off. We have a wave runner, a rescue sled, a board, strap the board to the sled, drive to the GPS where you left off, throw the board in the water. Paddle, paddle, paddle. When you're done, load it up, drive to a pullout spot. I mean, these are 15, 16-hour days on average, whether I'm on land or on sea. So it's a big commitment. It's a lot of sacrifice. But let's just face it, that's how this country was forged, on sacrifice and courage. And I'm happy to step up.
All right, so you're going to take off today. You're going to run all the way to Utah and arrive on July the 2nd, right?
That's right. That's right. And you have the same birthday as my daughter, 4th of July.
Yeah, the 4th of July is my birthday. That's right. It's Independence Day, and that's why I'm a pretty independent talk show host that tried to corral me and control what I say, and I'm not about to let that happen. Ladies and gentlemen, that's just who I am and what I do. I'm a little like Tom in the radio world.
That's it, man.
So, Tom, I want to talk about you were written up in Men's Magazine and all kinds of places, right?
I have. I've got a lot of press, and I've got a lot of, you know, but it's not about that for me. What it's about for me is really contributing as a human. That's what I'm about. You know, the fame and stuff, if it comes, the only reason that is a good thing is so that people like your listeners are aware of what we do. I mean, we're a team, right? I'm out doing what I'm doing, but without people like you, the word can't get out. So that's the whole thing.
You got to try to, it's hard to really understand Tom's career, right? If you use labels to describe Tom Jones, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to kind of have it for a while. You can say champion, extreme athlete. You can say activist. You can say speaker. You can say role model. You can say, a bunch of things, Tom. And I know it's not about the accolades, but I prize one of the top labels for you is patriot. That's what this run is all about.
Yeah, and that's what I'm most proud of. I mean, I was in a meeting one time, and it was for an infomercial, and the guy looked at me and goes, well, you're quite an enigma, and so on and so forth. And I leaned over to the guy that took me. I said, did he insult me?
I don't think he intended to do. He certainly just doesn't know how to place who you are and what you do, right?
Yeah. And I went and looked it up, and enigma is the unexplainable. So that's sort of the best definition I've stumbled on so far. But patriot is number one. With patriot, without, you know, you touched on it earlier. This is the greatest experiment in the history of human beings. This isn't the greatest country that exists right now. It's the greatest country that's ever existed in our history as human beings. So it's beyond special. It's beyond worth doing whatever you have to do to preserve it. These founding fathers gave everything to give it to us. And, you know, when we're gifted things, we tend to devalue them. When we pay for things, we tend to value them. When we're born into this country, we're given freedom. We're given free speech. All of these things are just gifted to us. And I think a lot of people take it for granted. And I can tell you that every deployment that I've done as a Marine, the first step back on U.S. soil, I've hit the ground and kissed it. That's no lie.
Wow. Do you like paddleboarding? Do you like running? Do you like prize fighting? What do you like the most?
I like serving. All of the stuff that I do is incredibly scary and dangerous. I like serving. You know, that's the thing, is it's worth the price.
All right. What's fascinating to me about you, Tom, when they say you're an enigma, I agree with that. I don't think it's an insult. I think it's actually a compliment. Because, you know, we're all God's children. We're all unique. We all have incredible talents and gifts. And what I really love about you, Tom, is that you've taken tough times in life, but then you've also taken the talents God's given you, and you've chosen to use them in a way that really is about service, as you mentioned. Now, I know you got a lot of high-profile connections. Really, you're a rock star, but at the same time, when I met Tom, ladies and gentlemen, he's real. He's like you and I. The guy doesn't walk around like a rock star. He's humble. He's dedicated. And he means business.
That's it. That's me in a nutshell.
Because you really just kind of do your own thing.
I do. I do. And I do what I feel God's put me here to do. And if you like it, great. If you don't, that's great too. You know, so far, so good. And that's it. I've been put here for a purpose. I'm very fortunate. Most people running around, they have no idea why they're here or what their purpose is. And I know exactly why I'm here, what my purpose is. And what I'm proud of is that I have the intestinal fortitude to go out and take action on it. You know, I'm going to go run 76 consecutive marathons in a row to help raise money and build this American village in Utah. And my question to your listeners is like, hey, what are you willing to do?
I'm staying silent for a second on purpose to highlight your point. What are you willing to do, ladies and gentlemen, for the sacred cause of liberty? Tom says, I'm going to use my athletic abilities to champion worthwhile causes, charitable in nature. Me? I got a wall full of belts. But it's not about this. He stated some facts about his credentials. There's no question. But it's really about, ladies and gentlemen, liberty. These tales, these experiences are all about the sacrifice that liberty requires, Tom. Let's focus on that for a second. Liberty requires this from all of us, or we're not going to keep it.
100%. It's not an I thing. It's a we thing. And that's what makes America so special. It's we the people. It's not I the king. Right. And that's the unique thing about it. And that's the thing that we honestly have to give everything for, because I tell you what, we're one generation away from losing it.
You're right about that. Tom, as you kick off your run today, then we're going to follow this run on the radio weekly. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to check in with Tom. We're going to see how he's feeling, how he's handling it, what kind of how his mind processes this stuff. You know, you kind of want to get into a guy like Tom's mind and just go, what makes this guy tick? What makes him be able to just literally subject his body to this stuff, but mentally handle all that and stuff? And so we're going to kind of dig into that as the broadcasts unfold over the next several months as he runs from Montevallo, Alabama. They're calling it the V to V run because it's American village to American village. As they build the village in the West in Hurricane, Utah, Tom's going to run all the way from one to the other, ladies and gentlemen. He's a motivational speaker. We want to rally the cause here, but we want to dig into your mind and kind of understand that as the run unfolds, Tom.
Yeah, it won't be long before I'm on the side of the road crying my eyes out wondering whose idea this was anyway. But what it does is it boils down to just not being willing to give up and quit. And it's amazing how much it just, to me, just parallels what the founding fathers did. I mean, straight up, they were willing to give everything. They weren't willing to give up. They weren't willing to quit. They knew what they were doing was right. It was just. And you know, I just want to carry that forward and inspire other people to do the same thing. You know, when I saw the fifth grade class in here yesterday, and I've never seen kids, and I've done, remember when I did all of this running before, it was all for the foster care system, so I'd stop at foster care facilities and share my story and interact with kids. I've never seen kids so engaged in my life, much less in education, as I did yesterday with this fifth grade class in this American village. So what they have here is something special, and I think people should look into it, get involved in it, get behind it. And let's make this country great and better and stronger.
Now, you say you're looking for this no one's ever done that before thing. You've got it now.
That's it. And I want you to get with it, too. Like, get behind us. Get involved in this. And that's what our country's about. It's a we thing.
Tom, if you could say one thing to the American people, I know you've kind of said it, but what would you say in a short, succinct, if you could say one thing to the American people as you kick off your run today, what would you say to them?
Let's not let this slip away. That's exactly what I'd say to them. What we have is special and sacred. And if you don't believe that, take a trip outside this country. And I can tell you one thing, there's not people lined up at the borders and flocking in here because this place is systemically racist and sucks. I can tell you that. People are lined up in here to get in here for a reason. It's because it's one of the greatest places on earth and actually has opportunity to go as far as you want to go in life.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you want to track Tom's run that kicks off today? It's like the shot heard around the world. We're going to save America, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to do it 1 mile at a time. I'm going to talk the tale and tell you all about it every day. UnitedWePledge.org is the website that is really the cornerstone website for the building the American village in the West, but it's also a place where you can track Tom's run. You're going to have you've got a photographer that I should say runs with you, but not really. The photographer doesn't run, but does hang out with Tom and is going to be documenting this, and it's going to be done so at that website, UnitedWePledge.org. Tom, thank you so much. We'll be in touch and follow up.
Let's do this.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. He's getting ready to run now. We got to let him fly. And they've got a whole little program that they're going to kick off in Montevallo, Alabama at American Village. AmericanVillage.org to learn more about that. Hour one's in the can. Hour two coming up. I am Sam Bushman, and this is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live, syndicated by Loving Liberty Radio Networks, LovingLiberty.net. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. The only question left is, are you going to help? We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.